On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, and here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
Hello, boys and girls out there in podcast land. Time for the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, where myself and my good friend Dan, we have fun with various bits we do that all pertain to hard rock, metal, melodic rock, whatever, classic rock. Play along with us as you listen to the show. And this show is sponsored by our Spotify playlist.
Yay!
Yes. That's a good list. I was listening to it yesterday.
Yeah, I got to add some more stuff to it. I think we're over 1,500 songs. Anything from the 70s on to today, hard rock, stuff that we like.
Nice.
Yeah, so. And the name of that playlist is HRTS Rock Playlist. So if you go on Spotify, find it. Subscribe to it. It's free.
I'm sure you can just find it if you search HRTS. I doubt there's a whole lot of those around.
Yeah, our first playlist. Eventually, I thought about doing a Canadian rock playlist or an old school metal playlist. I haven't done it yet. I've just been too busy dealing with family issues. Myself and Danny have various family obligations we have to do. We won't get into it, but when you become our age, you have to do stuff like this, and we are overrun with stuff to do. So
it sucks, but it has to be done.
Absolutely. So, taking a break from that, let's play some rapid fire.
Yeah.
Pounding the world like a battering ram.
All right, everybody, time to start with some rapid fire, some questions where we try to trick each other, stump each other, whatever you want to do. And so if you can get 6 for 6, you're the man. We usually get, I don't know, what, 2 out of 3? 1 out of 3?
Sometimes, depends on if we've eaten our Wheaties. You never know.
You never know. Yeah. I think you'll probably get 2 out of these 3 I've got. So, all right, question 1 for you. What Hollywood venue did Warner Brothers first see and sign Van Halen?
A Warner Brothers venue. I'm going to say, was it Gazzari's?
Nope. No, that's where Gene Simmons saw them.
Okay.
But Ted Templeman and the AOR guy from Warner Brothers saw them at another venue.
Can I say the Whiskey?
That is incorrect also.
Ooh, okay.
It was the Starwood.
Starwood. Yeah, I never got to see the Starwood. It closed down before I moved out to Southern California, but
yeah,
heard it was a great place. Too bad
that I didn't see it. That was mid 70s.
Damn it. All right, and just to let everybody know out there, we did not copy this from Eddie Trunk. You know, we were doing this when we were in high school in the 80s. We'd always be driving around firing questions off each other. Of course, nobody Absolutely. Was listening at the time except for us, but that's how we were kind of – I guess Trunk kind of inspired us to bring the whole thing back. So,
yeah, he probably inspired us to start a podcast. But, yeah, we've been doing this for, 40 years.
Yeah, 40 long years.
Oh, 40 years.
Okay.
All right. So anyway.
Here we go. Question 1 for you. Bad Company is known as a supergroup. So can you tell me what four band members, what bands did they come from? And good luck.
Oh, man. Can you give me at least how many bands there are?
Okay. Two of them came from the same band. And the other two guys, I'll give you, okay. The singer and the drummer came from the same band.
That was free.
Okay. The guitar player came from a different band.
Guitar player. I'm going to say...
His name is Mick Ralphs, by the way.
Right.
What band?
God, all I can see is Bad Company in my head. I'm going to say...
Shoot. It's a weird name, too.
Strawberry Alarm Clock.
Incorrect. All right. Came from Mott the Hoople.
Mott the Hoople. Okay. And yeah, I wouldn't have got that.
The bass player came from a big band in the early 70s, who is originally the lead singer, and they also lost their bass player. So they, Robert Fripp, there's your hint, decided to teach this guy how to play bass, and he became the bass player and singer in that band.
Oh, King Crimson.
Correct.
Yeah.
But, oh, so you almost got it. Now, you missed the Mott the Hoople question, so that's an incorrect answer for you. Yeah, that's kind of weird. You get the gig in a band and think you're going to be the singer in the band, and they lose their bass player. Oh, we'll teach you bass.
Yeah, like bass is just easy. Just, hey, pick it up.
He kind of played guitar. I mean, and then the two guys in the band taught him bass. So it worked out for him.
Hey.
So.
Yeah, Bad Company isn't really known for their bass work.
Yeah, it's very standard.
Yeah, but that's cool.
Yeah. All right, so.
Very good one.
You learned something.
Yeah, really. Okay, number two for you. What Kicks single has the highest charting position in the U.S.?
I think they probably only have one, right? I'm going to say, Don't Close Your Eyes.
That is correct. Yeah. They had one. That one got up to the mid-40s. They had one that got up into the 70s earlier. Oh, shoot, I can't think of it.
Was it Cool Kids?
I think it was.
Okay.
Yeah, that was kind of their hit from their first album.
The second album.
Second, yeah.
Yeah, that's when the record company tried to make them more of a pop band. And the band doesn't like that album, but I kind of like that album. Cool Kids has some good songs on it. There's a couple songs that, but they tried to push them in that direction. Didn't work out, so they went to more back to their basic kind of AC/DC-ish. Style. That's what that band is. So
yeah, if anybody out there has a chance to go see Kix, do it.
Greatest club live. Band ever. Yep.
They are so good live.
Yeah.
Very, very tight. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
But yeah, you got to check them out.
All right. Question two for you. Got to put your thinking cap on for this one.
Oh boy.
What do Jimmy McCullough from the Wings, Tommy Bolin from Deep Purple and the James Gang, and Paul Kosloff from Free all have in common? Jimmy Call from Wings, Tommy Bolin, and Paul Kosloff from Free. What do they all have in common?
They were in T-Rex.
Incorrect.
Ah.
They were all guitar players who died in their 20s.
Jeez.
Jimmy McAuliffe died at age 26. From heart failure due to morphine and alcohol poisoning. Tommy Bolin died of an overdose of heroin and other substances, including alcohol, cocaine, and barbiturates. He was 25. And Paul Kosloff, while I was on tour with his band, was a Backstreet Crawler. At the age of 25, had a pulmonary embolism after a blood clot in his leg moved into his lungs.
Wow.
So 25, 25, and 26.
Jeez. Man, that's young.
That's a bummer question, isn't it?
Man, that's younger than my daughter.
I know.
Jeez. Wow, that sucks.
They could have had great careers and then.
Yeah.
And cause they had...
about Tommy Bolin. I mean, he was getting to be huge.
Yeah. I mean, they all had great careers and then just, yeah.
Wow. That sucks.
Yeah, if you watch that Wings Over America, you can see Jimmy McCullough in there.
All right.
And that movie is probably 24.
Yeah. And playing with Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
Who was probably in his late 20s.
Yeah.
Jeez. Anyway. All right. We got the name game going this time. Name game.
The real name game. I'm still waiting for a bass music intro for that, so you can come up with something.
I know, I gotta come up with something cool.
Boom, 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 name game. Boom, boom, boom. have your wife sing it, and you play some bass line, and she'll sing name game. The real name game. I don't know. Okay.
All right. We'll
figure it out one of these days.
One day.
Okay.
Okay, real name game. Who is John Charles Barrett?
John Charles Barrett. I'm gonna guess that is Sid Barrett from Pink Floyd.
No, that is incorrect.
Damn it.
Much.
Yeah. Probably thought I was going to guess that. Okay.
He's mostly known as a songwriter. I'll give you that.
All right. Is he English, American?
I think he's American.
In 70s, 80s, 90s?
Yes.
Okay, all of those.
I'm going to say mostly 80s.
God, I don't know. Jeez. Let me kill Meister.
No. That is Desmond Child.
Oh, okay. What was his name again?
John Charles Barrett.
Okay. I guess Desmond Child has a cooler ring to it, I guess.
Yeah, to John Barrett.
So how many did I get? I got
one. No. Two. Yeah, you got one. You got one. The Don't Close Your Eyes.
Okay.
So I got to get this to tie you, even though I should have gotten partial credit.
Yep. Let's see. Question number three. Lou Gramm and Mick Jones made it big when they teamed up to form Foreigner. Can you tell me what two bands those two guys came from?
Oh, jeez.
I mean, I've sent you the music from Lou Gramm, and Mick Jones came from an old, much older band from the 60s.
Wow, I have no idea what Mick Jones was in. I'm going to say Lou Gramm came from Agent Provocateur.
Okay. That'd be incorrect.
Dang it. And I don't have any idea about Mick Jones.
Okay. Yeah. Lou Gramm was in a band called Black Sheep.
Black Sheep.
I sent you the two 70s albums from that. So yeah, you have those. But they're not that great, but you can tell it's okay. Lou Gramm. And Mick Jones is in a band called Spooky Tooth.
Spooky Tooth. Them I know. I didn't know he was in it.
Yep.
All right. Well, shoot. I'm 0-3.
So I win. Woohoo!
Yep. Big money for you. You get the car this week.
Oh, boy. I have to register that damn car. It's going to take me a while. Yeah. I tried my best, and I pulled it out. So we got 1-6. Is that what we got?
Wow, that's bad.
Yeah.
I'll be surprised if any got it, but if anybody got 6-6. Some of those are tough.
I thought that the easiest question for me was probably the first two. The third one's hard. A lot of people don't know what Black Sheep. I mean, that was they had a major record deal, but nobody bought that record or either one, and they're not that good. So, and I think he went by Lou Gramatico or something like that, which is his real name.
Oh, okay.
He's an Italian guy. Hey. So you get a
chance. How about you now?
Yeah, get a chance to check him out. There was also a band in the 80s called Black Sheep, which was completely different.
Okay.
That was pretty much almost an all-black band who played hard rock, kind of like a Sound Barrier in the 80s.
But Living Color?
Yeah.
All right.
They didn't do that great either. So, all right, so we tried our best. I hope you guys did okay out there. And now let's listen to a quick commercial, and we'll be back with intellectual poetry. All right, we're back from that wonderful commercial break. Usually it's in English, but sometimes it's in Spanish, so don't yell at me if I can't understand what the commercial is about. So it's not my fault. I didn't put that in there. That's all Spreaker who did that, which is an iHeartRadio company, so they're making the money. We are not. So we're going to do some intellectual poetry where Danny and I read the lyrics from either great songs, funny songs, or horrific, terrible songs.
Yeah.
So,
or just funny lyrics that don't make any sense.
Yeah, so, you know, we go from the Ramones to Scorpions to Crocus. We're all Kiss. We're all over the place with this one. So good luck, Danny. I got a tough one for you.
Oh, man. Is it a band I know?
It might be. I think you know who these guys are, but I'll give you a little bit of the lyrics and I'll give you some clues along the way. The first,
okay.
I'll give you a clue right off. This song is from 1977. Okay. Here we go. First lyric, ah, yeah, row, yeah, get back, ha, ha. Hot flashes burn my brain. Your tongue lashings drive me insane. From New York City out to L.A., you're known as the hottest flame. On your pink canopy, gonna shackle you down. You lost everybody in town. From Cherie Runaway to the Bowery Queen, used up before your sweet 16. There you go. Any clue?
Jeez. Is that Hanoi Rocks?
It's not Hanoi Rocks.
Might be too early.
But I can tell you that an offshoot of Hanoi Rocks, Demolition 23, did cover a song by this band.
Oh, geez. Okay.
So first clue was 1977. This is a five-piece band from Cleveland.
Okay.
Any clue, any hints, any clues? You can take a guess.
Cheap Trick.
Cheap Trick. Okay. No, Cheap Trick's from that.
They're from Illinois.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
So here we go. I'm going to give you the chorus. Everyone knows you've been caught with meat in your mouth. Said everyone knows you've been caught with the meat in your mouth. Oh, yeah. Any clue?
Oh, man. Is the song You've Been Caught?
Well, keep going.
You've been caught with me in your mouth.
That is the name of the song.
Wow.
What is the name
of it? Five Piece from Cleveland.
Okay, it's a Five Piece from Cleveland. They are a punk rock band who have been covered by Guns N' Roses, Demolition 23, Overkill.
Is it Husker Du?
Nope, not Husker Du. They're from Minnesota, I believe.
Okay.
Continuing on.
Jeez.
Look for love on a one-way street, bedding down with every band you meet. A stripping and a dancing and a buying some downs. Support the latest sensation in town. But while you're performing on your leopard skin sheets, the roadies all keeping the beat. You fell asleep with the meat between your cavities and a case of water on the knees. What do you think? You need another hint?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you the names of the guys in the band.
Okay.
The drummer was named Johnny Blitz. On bass, Jeff Magnum. Rhythm guitar, Jimmy Zero. Lead guitarist, Cheetah Chrome. And lead singer, Stiv Bators.
Stiv Bators.
He liked to go by Master.
No, they were a three-piece.
Five-piece punk rock band from Cleveland who made their name CBGB's on Sire Records.
Damn, I only have the Mentors in my head.
Now, way before the Mentors. All right, I'll give the chorus just to help you out. Everybody knows you've been caught with meat in your mouth. Said everyone knows you've been caught with meat in your mouth. Oh, yeah. All right, last clue. It's a two-word band name. The first word has to do with being deceased, and the second word, you got it now?
Dead Kennedys?
No, you're close. The second word is, name for young men under the age of 18. The Dead Blank. Rhymes with toys.
The Dead Boys.
The Dead Boys. Yay.
I have no idea who that is. How do I know Stiv Bators?
He was also in a band called the Lords of the New Church after the Dead Boys. I didn't know. My favorite song by the Dead Boys is a song called Sonic Reducer. And the Guns N' Roses cover, they did a song called Ain't It Fun on Spaghetti Incident. And Ain't Nothing to Do, Ain't Nothing Better to Do is covered by Demolition 23, and Overkill. There's also a pretty cool Stiv Bader's documentary out there. The guy was a total mess. I mean, he...
Really?
Yeah, drugs just... I mean, he probably weighed 115 pounds.
Jeez.
Yeah, he's wow. a total mess. He died, I think, early 90s, but yeah. The Dead Boys. I wasn't sure you were familiar with the Dead Boys, but...
No, I'm not.
Yeah, I liked them. They were okay. I mean, there's a couple punk rock bands I like. The Pistols and the Dead Boys and the Ramones. But, yeah.
Yeah, I'm way more familiar with those. Sex Pistols, the Ramones. But
now, somebody brings up Caught with Meat in Your Mouth, you'll know it's the Dead Boys.
That happens all the time.
All right, now, you got a song for me?
I do.
Okay.
All right, so there's not many lyrics to this, so you'll just have to go with what you think.
Okay.
All right, so here we go. I sneak in my own house. It's 4 in the morning. I've had too much to drink. Said I was out with the boys. I creep in my bedroom. I slip into bed. I know if I wake her. And then it starts the chorus. Then I wonder, will she find out about the other lover, Diana? That's it.
That's,
then the chorus.
And that's the whole song.
Yeah, and I can't get the chorus because all it is the name of the song.
I'm going to say, is that Alice Cooper?
That is not Alice Cooper. Not too far off, I guess. This is from a 1986 album.
Okay, is it a band or a solo?
Yep, it's a band. Well, it's a band run by one guy.
How about Nine Inch Nails?
No, a little more heavy than that.
Well,
a lot more heavy than that.
Ministry.
Nope. I'll give you. It's a 4-piece.
All right.
I believe they're out of the Bay Area.
4-piece out of the Bay Area. Jeez. Is it? Oh, my God. What's the name of that band? Is it a thrash band?
Yep.
Exodus.
Nope.
Testament.
Bigger.
Bigger. It's not Metallica, is it?
No. Very close.
Because Metallica's... Slayer?
No. It's Megadeth.
I was going to say Megadeth. I was going to go down, yep. Going down to 4. Megadeth. By the way, Megadeth is from L.A.
Well, whatever.
So.
But, yeah, this is a song about...
What's the chorus?
Wake up dead, you die. Wake up dead and buried. Wake up dead, you die. Wake up dead.
Yeah, I would have got it if you just... I got to hear the chorus, but...
Well, yeah, because the song's Wake Up Dead.
I like the video, and I like the song. By the way, video shot at the Reseda Country Club.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, where we...
In that cage?
Yeah, that's the Reseda.
They put a cage?
They put a cage on the stage.
Yeah. Yeah, they... this song, apparently Dave was living with a girl that he... You know, he was broke and homeless and just living with this girl, but he was in love with this other girl. So it was about him coming home after having cheated on her.
Oh, okay.
And he knew he'd wake up dead if she found out.
Oh.
So it's a whole different than if you just think, oh, song, Wake Up Dead, oh, it's about death.
We're dead.
Nah, it's about cheating on your girlfriend.
Oh, okay. All right. So those were some good ones. Dead Boys and Megadeth, yeah.
Dead Boys and, yeah, I love that song.
All right, so the final bit we have for you is something we recorded a couple of weeks back. Because when we recorded with Danny's wife, Dana, we went really long. So we did a segment called 6 and 30 with Dana and Danny and myself. I think it went really well. So that's the other voice you're going to hear at the end of this particular episode. So
I think I did well. I'm not too sure about my wife.
Oh, well, you guys are a team, so... if she fails, you fail.
Yeah, but I did not fail. Oh. I totally crushed it. And so she
brought the score down?
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh. Don't tell her. She doesn't listen to the show anymore, does she?
She does, especially when she listened to that, the last one with her on it, like the next morning.
Okay, so We're going to post this on Monday, so you get to hear this on Monday and maybe just tell her she did her best and we still love her and I don't know.
Oh, yeah, she did her best.
Yeah. It was actually fun working with her. We're going to have to do that again.
Yeah.
So without further ado, here's 6 and 30.
For it is a human number. Its number is 6.
So we're going to do 6 and 30, where we play 6 songs in 30 seconds, a little 5-second clips, and you have to guess the name of the artist. That's all we're looking for. And they usually have a theme running through it. My theme this week is bands that went on to have like maybe a little success, maybe one-hit wonders from the early 80s.
Ooh.
You heard these on the radio, but do you know who did it? So,
okay.
Are you good? So whenever you're ready, get your little pen and paper and play along.
We're writing ours down so that we can't see what each other's writing, so we can guess on our own.
Okay. This is like when we used to play the newlywed game, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Okay, here we go.
Okay, Dana, I could see that you knew some of them. Some of them were like, what the hell is that?
That's a song?
They were all hits by bands that...
Are you insane?
That had some minor success. But
You've heard this bit, right?
I have heard this bit. I thought it would be easier, but the pressure is...
See? Well,
that's why we would play it twice, so you could hear it again. And we're going to see how you guys can do. So play along at home with Danny and Dana. Here we go. One more time. You don't want me anymore. Okay, Danny and Dana. You also got to remember, where were you in probably the early 80s? You guys, Dana was in Southern Virginia. Danny was in Northern Virginia. And then he moved down to Southern Virginia. So who knows what they were playing in the radio stations there at that time. So you just don't know.
Okay, so.
In horse pasture, sometimes we didn't get the radio.
Okay.
I've seen what Dana has written down.
It's going to be comedy gold.
She's written one.
Okay, well, she can guess the others.
Okay, so what's the first one?
First song. Take a guess.
I forget what it was.
You don't want me anymore.
The Ramones.
Incorrect.
No.
Danny.
I'm going to go with Steel Breeze.
Correct, Steel Breeze. That was Steel their Breeze. Only hit. You don't want me anymore,
You don't want me anymore. Ba-da-da-da.
That and then gone. Gone. Number two.
Number two. I think I'm turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese.
I really think so. I remember the song, but I have no idea who it was.
That was the Vapors.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. You know, they were huge.
Yeah, they were.
It was either them or the Stones.
One or done. Yes, the mighty Vapors. You know what that song's about?
No, turning Japanese.
Masturbation. My phone call's ringing. I can't answer this. Jesus. Okay. Yes, it is. Squinting your eyes.
Okay.
So it's not worried about being Japanese. Number three. Take a guess.
I'm walking on sunshine.
Come on. That's the one you should get, right?
That's the one she wrote down.
She get it right?
I did not get it right.
It's not right.
What did she say?
I know who... I know the song, and I'm going to be mad when you tell me who it was. Who was it?
Who did you write down?
The Go-Go's.
Close.
No, that's not a bad guess.
No, they had one, but this group only had one female in the band.
Yeah.
Danny
Katrina and the Waves.
Katrina and the Waves.
Doing it.
One and done.
All right.
Number four.
Number four. Okay. She didn't write anything down. I wouldn't have gotten this if you hadn't just sent me this. And I thought, wait, I know this band. I know they had the one hit.
Yeah.
That's Sheriff.
Sheriff.
Oh, Sheriff. I did. Yeah, I remember that now.
And that song was a hit. That album came out in 82, but it was an actual hit in 89.
That was a big hit, that one song.
Yeah, that one. Somebody started playing it on a radio station in the middle of nowhere, and it took off. Yeah. That band had already broken up and everything.
Wow, they'd already broken up by that point?
Yeah, they were done. Bad.
Shame.
All right, the next song. I'm on a Mexican radio.
I don't know who did that.
Yeah, that's a hard one. That's Wall of Voodoo.
Wall of Voodoo.
Oh, right.
Big hit. It was a big hit in L.A. Eating barbecued iguana. Remember that?
Ew.
That's part of the song.
It's in the song.
You are a big iguana fan. So.
Okay.
No, I'm not.
We'll leave that one alone. Number six.
Number six. I love this song.
Okay.
I don't know why sometimes I... It's the Split Ends.
Split Ends.
I don't think I've ever heard that song.
It's called I Got You. I Got You.
Wow, wow, and that's all I want.
And you guys are not helping. And that band turned it into Crowded House, a band called Crowded House of the 80s.
Okay.
They were played on the radio. Apparently not in
Crowded
Virginia.
House. They had that one big song.
I forgot.
I can't think of it now.
Yeah, but they did. The Thin Brothers were part of that. But yeah, so Dana, you went 0-6. Danny went 6-6, right?
6-6.
Wow, that's impressive because when I listen to you guys, you don't always get 6-6.
I don't.
Well, I tailored them towards you, Dana. I was pretty sure Danny was going to get 4 or 5 and probably 6. So
you could have given me a few more there, Mark.
I thought he made it pretty easy. Katrina and the Waves, I thought was a slam dunk.
I knew the song.
I knew Steel Breeze wasn't a slam dunk, but
no.
I thought maybe you would get Katrina and the Waves and Wall of Voodoo. Apparently not.
No.
Well, now you get to make fun of me because Danny probably made something super hard where I'm going to miss 4 out of 5.
I did not, actually. You may actually get 6-6 on this.
Can Dana play this one too?
Yes.
Just guess because you might get these. Okay, so Danny and I are going for whatever Danny. So what's the theme on this one, Danny?
The theme is this has nonsense lyrics.
Nonsense lyrics. Song.
And so I've just picked out the part that's the nonsense lyrics.
Okay. Okay, I think I got at least 4 of them. One of them I can't remember. But Dana, how are you doing with that?
Oh, really good.
Do you need to write them down?
Oh, I forgot.
Well, that's why we do it twice.
She's over here dancing.
Okay.
All right, you want to hear it again?
Yes. Yeah, please. Write down what you think.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
I want to hear number two one more time. I know.
I just got it, too. I just popped in my head. I thought it was somebody else and that popped in my head. No, it's not them. It's them. All right, Danny.
All right. Well, let's see.
Dana first.
All right, Dana. First song.
Okay. The Police.
Yay! That is correct.
Yeah. I say The Police as well.
All right.
One for one.
Okay, the second one.
The second one.
I got it. I got it, too.
Oh, wait. You did not put a country band in there.
Yep.
Totally did.
You want me to tell you
what? We put all kinds of crap in this.
You want
I played Bruno Mars.
I tell you what. My first guess was Alabama, which I thought was wrong. It's the Oak Ridge Boys.
Yes. That's right. It is.
But you didn't write it down.
She didn't write it down.
All right, the All next right. one I have no idea.
Number three, Steeler's Wheel.
Incorrect.
No, I'm wrong. What is it?
The Cowboys? That's what I wrote down.
I know the song. I can't. Hooked on a Feeling.
I can't stop this feeling.
What's it start with? What letter?
B.
Oh, shoot, that doesn't help. I know the song. I'm hooked on a feeling.
B.J. Thomas.
Nope. Who is it?
Blue Swede,
that's right. One hit wonder. Damn it.
Yep.
You're making that up.
Nope.
Don't make me go prove this.
No.
Oh, I'm going to make you.
Okay.
All right. The next one, that should be Sam Dunn for Mark. And you guessed this band earlier.
You've already said this band.
In the 6 and 30?
No, in the today when we're doing this show.
Bad Company.
No.
Ramones.
The Ramones.
Gabba Gabba, we accept you, one of us.
Yep.
Okay, thanks.
I don't want to be a pinhead no more. I just met a girl that I could go for. No.
I don't know that.
Yeah, it's a classic. All right,
the next one.
Got to get this one.
We're
on number five now?
Yes, number five.
Well, I wrote down Ringo Starr.
He's not even singing that song.
No, he didn't write it, didn't sing it.
The Beatles?
Yes.
Yes, the Beatles. Oh, bloody, oh, blada. Life goes on, bruh. Ha, la, la, life goes on.
The White Album.
Why am I doing all the singing? You're the singer.
Yeah, really.
Our ratings are going
the microphone.
In the toilet.
And the last one. Ba with the ba, the bang, diggy, 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 said the boogie, said jump, jump, the boogie, did the bang.
I'll give you a clue. He started as a rapper in Detroit, transitioned to a rap rocker, and now he's more of a country rocker now. He lives in Tennessee, I believe.
He's a white guy.
Oh.
My name is...
Wait.
My name is...
Kid Rock.
Yes! Got it.
Woo! Together. I'm like I know who this is.
Like pulling teeth. Ooh.
Wow. He lives in Tennessee now?
I believe so. Total country boy now.
All right. So, Mark, you got 5 out of 6. You got two.
I got two.
Yeah. Danny got 6 for 6. So, makes Danny the big winner.
Woo! What did you win?
Cash money.
He also gets a trip to Florida.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yay!
All right. Lucky you.
Hey, if we get to go see Liv, I will take it.
It's a win.
Yes.
Totally.
In some school I've never heard of, but you're wearing the shirt.
You wearing that shirt?
I am.
Flagler. It's
beautiful school.
Flagler College. Great place.
Home of the flags, right?
Yeah. Yeah, the Flagler flags. We're waving.
Yes. Woo!
Oh, you guys are weird.
After 33 years, you didn't realize that we're weird? Yes, we're weird.
Yes. Yes, it's true.
And that's our show.
Yeah. That was fun.
Man, thanks you guys for letting me come on.
All right. So now you have to do your social media bit and get us hundreds of thousands of listeners.
I will definitely. When you put it out, I will share it and we'll see what happens.
I will put it out probably tonight. I'm sure that was the... insurance company's calling me, so I have to call them back.
Oh, you better take care of that for sure.
And so,
now listen.
Go ahead.
Next time, Can we do like a country version of Hard Rock and Trivia?
No. No, we cannot.
You don't get the only vote here. Mark was thinking about it. What do you think, Mark?
No.
Oh. That's an easy answer. Hard Rock and Trivia Show does not go country.
Well,
that was country.
Well, we threw the Oak Ridge. Oak Ridge Boys. We played the Oak Ridge Boys. Is that good enough?
Dana, would you like to tell the audience what I got you for your birthday?
Yes, please. Thank you. So, Danny gave me a wonderful birthday present. We're going to see Clint Black. Do you know who that is, Mark?
Yes, he used to be married to Tabitha Bewitched as Lisa something.
He still is Lisa Hartman Black, and that's probably the most exciting part for me. She's coming too, so they better come out and sing When I Said I Do and a couple of their other duets.
All right,
I am
Dana.
So excited.
Bonus trivia for you. Oh. Lisa Hartman dated somebody before Clint Black. Who was it? I'll give you a hint. He wears makeup on stage.
Somebody from Kiss?
Yep.
No.
She dated Paul Stanley.
Paul Stanley?
Yep.
I almost said Michael Bolton, but that was Nicolette Sheridan.
Okay. Who also played in a rock band with Bruce Kulick, who was in Kiss. It's all about Kiss. Everything goes back.
Everything. No. It's the six degrees of, you know, they have the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. There's 6 degrees of Kiss, too.
Everything is about Kiss.
You can go back to probably every band and... We should do that sometime. Do like a, okay, maybe that's a new bit that we'll come up with that other groups can, other
try to go down there.
Podcasts can steal.
Can you trademark that and start making some money?
Six degrees of Kiss. Yeah. And then you got to come up with an artist and then figure out how they are related to Kiss.
That's funny. Oh, quick story on that. I was listening to Howie Mandel on a podcast, and he was talking about how he got in the business. He did something on stage. He did his act on stage, and Gene Simmons, a Kiss cold called him and said, "Hey, I thought you were really funny. You want to open up for my girlfriend in Vegas?" He goes, Howie goes, "Sure. But who's your girlfriend?" Diana Ross. Cher.
Oh, Diana Ross.
Oh. Oh, my gosh.
That was a big break.
Yeah. Just a little bit.
That's weird. I'm listening to the Smartless podcast, and Tracy Ellis Ross is their guest this week, and she was just talking about her mother. Diana Ross.
Okay. Great singer.
See how I tied that together?
Wow.
She listens to this podcast called Smartless.
I never heard of it.
What?
It's really funny.
Will Arnett, Jason Bateman, and Sean Hayes. Oh, they are hilarious.
I do like Jason Bateman. I think he's super funny.
Yes. Oh,
well, check out that podcast, okay. Smartless.
Yeah.
Right. Sounds like
less than smart.
Yeah. But they're all super smart. It's hilarious.
Okay.
And Will Arnett is so funny. Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Well, Dana, thanks for plugging somebody else's podcast. We appreciate that.
I'm going to work on yours next. It's okay.
So I got to go and call these insurance companies. So it's been fun. Right. I'm sure we're going to do it again, especially if he gets more ratings than going to your daughter. So Annie, you might be out of a job.
Yeah. Sorry,
at some point, it'll probably be just Dana and Annie on here.
Yeah. What are we talking about today?
I'll share my royalties with you. It'll be fun.
Yeah, you get Sylvia on there, and we'll...
Oh, that'd be good. Yeah. I should definitely come back after we see Clint Black and Lisa.
You guys will be talking about those stupid Hallmark movies.
That's what Danny likes. I don't watch those,
but
Danny
God.
Does.
I hate... Oh. That is probably my most hated thing.
You want to know something funny? I know one of the actors who was on those.
No way.
His last name is McPartland. He's about 6'5". He's always in those darn movies.
See, good-looking guy. He's always the...
He's extremely good-looking guy.
Yeah, he's like the guy that the girl went to the big city and left him behind.
Yeah.
And she came back to visit her ailing father, and she sees him in the bookstore, and he's helping out an underprivileged child, and she falls in love with him all over again.
Yep, that guy. This guy's a great guy. Man, but he's too perfect, you know. He's funny. He's intelligent. He's good looking. I hate the guy. No.
Yeah.
No, he's actually a good guy. But if you look up his last name, you'll go, ooh.
Ooh. Yeah. Ooh. I'll do that next. Thanks.
Okay. All right. On that note, I'll see you guys in a few weeks.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Bye. Woo, we did it. Woo.
Woo.